Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today we are going to be speaking with some phenomenal guest speakers. This is the Selfless Love Talk Show with your coach, Chanel Budd. I would like to reintroduce who I am so that the audience and listeners in our phenomenal guest speakers will actually know exactly who I am as well. I am Coach Chanel Budd, a certified life coach for relationships and personal development. I am a five-time author, and I am a woman entrepreneur. And so I do have a clothing line called Selfless Love, and it's at selflessloveessentials.com. And my books can be found on Barnes & Noble and also Amazon in Walmart as well. But enough about me. I just wanted to give everyone a little bit of insight about the platform of Selfless Love Talk and my mission. My mission is to be the change I would like to see in the world and also share that with, you know, the other inspiring women empowerment leaders. This morning, I have Jacinta Wolf, who will be our first to be introduced. And she will give us a little bit about her background and who she is and what she does. Jacinta, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
hope everyone's doing well this morning. Little bit about me. I'm glad to hear that. I am a registered nurse, and I work on a cardiac step-down unit, and I am also a mother, a flutist, and now writer, and also I am going to be starting a program to help women to help find themselves, so the women that cannot, do it on their own. I'll be there to help them. I love mentoring young nurses and being able to help, my patients through their sickness and to be able to get them to understand what's going wrong with their body and to help them. I also play flute at church and do weddings and other community events. And writing is my newest and greatest thing that I have found and am so excited to share with the world and the many women that just to try and enlighten them and to help them grow and find themselves. I want everybody to be able to be feel like they're, heard and want them to be confident in themselves. And I've always taught my children, my four children, to do that. I have two girls and two boys that are 25 to 20. And so they're all starting to do their own thing in the world. And I'm excited for them. And just continue to show them at the same time as other women that we can keep on fighting and find ourselves at any age.
That is correct. Wonderful. I thank you for being on the show. What inspired you to take the initiative to write this, your part of the book? And also, what is your title in the book?
Okay. My title in the book is called Identity, and it's all regarding identity loss. And through being the young mother, being the oldest of seven children, I took on many roles. And then as becoming a young mother, you sometimes put your dreams, to the side a little bit, and you think they're maybe not possible. But so you kind of get lost in the rigmarole of life and just not knowing what you can do to be able to, find yourself. And so when going through a crazy marriage and four children, I had all of them by the time I was 23. So It was definitely a learning process and trying to find who I was and what I was while trying to raise four children. And I decided I needed to go back to fulfill my dream of becoming a nurse. And that was the best thing I could do because I ran into so many people that need our help to be able, sometimes they just can't find their way out of the hole that they've kind of fell into of not knowing who they are. And they're just kind of walking through the steps of life. And, you know, just in this, monotone, just, you know, oh, I've lost myself. And now I just have to do the daily stuff to get by. And mm-hmm. I want to let them know that's not the case. You need to be able to be lively inside and find yourself and be able to be happy with your life and be able to enlighten other people's lives. And I, by writing this portion of the book, I want people to know that, you know, on the outside, people would be looking and be like, man, she's got four children. She's working full time, going to nursing school full time. She's got her crap together. Well, you know, and behind the scenes, it was a whole nother thing. You know, I definitely didn't feel like I had it together at all. And I had to find myself and to find, you know, who I was and to stand up for who I was and make sure that I was respecting myself as well as my children and wanting to, and by staying in a marriage where I wasn't being respected, you know, that wasn't giving a good example to my children. And I wanted them to know that whoever you're with, they need to respect you and it should go both ways. And they should be able to want you to succeed and want you to be the best person you can be. And so I had to kind of find that myself. And, you know, I just kept on, you know, plugging away. And now I love what I do. Helping out open hearts, having pacemaker patients, and it really truly changes their lives that they can actually start living again when their heart is working properly. And, you know, just getting their self-esteem up. And I love building people up. I love once people find themselves to be able to see that sparkle in their eye, that they believe in themselves, they love themselves. And that's a big portion of it. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And sometimes that's not always the easiest thing to do. So I definitely want to help women to find themselves and love themselves so they can be the best person they can be for themselves and their family.
Wonderful. I think you and I agree 100% with you. And it's tough. You know, it's tough to find the balance and to understand and recognize those things that are essential to us as individuals, especially for women, you know. But I greatly appreciate you. I'm honored to have you on the show. And now I will be introducing Tiffany Tichy.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Tiffany Tichy. Thank you so much for having me and Jacinta today. We appreciate it as we're representing as the number one international best-selling authors of Saving Lives by Fighting for Our Storytelling Women to Empower. We can empower these women. And so I'm thankful for this opportunity to be able to share with 11 of us authors, best-selling authors, telling our stories. And just to tell you a little bit about myself, I actually am a senior mechanical engineer. I am a STEM advocate. If you don't know what STEM is, it's science, technology, engineering, and math. And then I also am not only the best-selling author of this book, but also a best-selling author of What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. It's a children's book author. So I'm all about passionate about STEM and encouraging more girls, minorities, women to be empowered. And that's really what's brought into this book for my section, Against All Odds, being that STEM changer. And so when we talk about our stories, it's all about that transformation. And we are doing that in this book. And so representing as best-selling authors, international, this is the opportunity for us to be able to tell our stories. And mine is all about STEM, encouraging more girls and women to be able to see themselves empowered and becoming that STEM changer and role model.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. I think it's amazing what you're doing. It's powerful. We do need that. The youth need you. So having a voice and being able to speak up to help other people, it's just it's an amazing thing. What inspired you? Like, what motivated you for the most part to be a part of this anthology?
Right. So like I said, I'd already written a book, a self-published book called What Can I Be STEM Charisma A to Z. But what inspired me was being able to build my brand as far as empowering women. And this was an opportunity with the visionary author of the book, Ayana, who was able to pull us women together and be able to create this book and tell our stories. She told us how we can go about transforming and telling our stories, not living just in the past, but how are we going to push forward and tell our stories and provide steps. So that inspired me to be able to tie in what I've already done with the STEM standpoint and put it and tie it into this book. And then be able to be with some phenomenal women is a great opportunity for me to share my story and us also being able to share our stories together and make an impact. And just being an anthology book, it's a way for us to be able to share and make an impact in this world. And I think that's what we're doing by being the best-selling authors. Like I said, it was new release when we came out, as well as number one bestseller with the book. So Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine, Stories to Empower Women to Win. It has so many diverse women. We're all telling our stories. And so I'm inspired being able to be a part of these phenomenal women with the books.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I love Ayana. She is an amazing woman. And she's a phenomenal entrepreneur as well. And I will touch on her a little bit more. The next speaker I have is Charmaine. Charmaine, welcome. I'm going to ask that if there's any background noise, to please mute your line. And I'm going to open it up to see if Charmaine is available. Charmaine? Good morning. Do we have Charmaine West? Okay. So what I'm going to do now, I don't believe I have Charmaine on the line. So I'm going to ask Jacinta, may you please give the audience where they can contact you if they wanted to reach out to you, purchase your book. Would you go ahead and give them that information, your Instagram, Facebook handle?
Sure, not a problem. I know you can always reach me on Facebook at Jacinta Wolf. I am on there, and I have my links for the book as well, and it'll bring them straight to PayPal where they can quick and easy and be able to get the paperback book. Also on Instagram, mine is Cinta Confident Mama. I know it's kind of a crazy title, but I wanted something strong that says I am a proud woman and confident in who I am. So on Instagram, it is Cinta Confident Mama. And at the moment, those are two of the ways that you can get a hold of me, or at through email at jacintawolf43@gmail.com. I'm always open for questions, concerns, women that, you know, have questions, how to go about different things, how to, you know, anything that they need to do to be able to get a hold of who they are and just bring out that sparkle in them. So those are the three different ways you can get a hold of me. It is a great pleasure to be able to be on here, and we definitely have are lucky to be able to have number one bestseller in the United States and the United Kingdom, and are very excited to be able to share all of our stories, and hopefully we'll be able to enlighten some of these women's lives to be able to be the best they can be.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Tiffany, would you mind giving the audience your contact information, how they can reach out to you?
Yes.
Social media handles.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely. So once again, my name is Tiffany Peachy, one of the fabulous authors, alongside with other authors that we represent as best-selling authors of Saving Lives While Fighting for Minds, Stories to Empower Women to Win. And you can find me at TiffanyTeachy.com. It's my website, spelling it out, TiffanyTeachy.com. And then also social media, you can find me Instagram and Twitter is at Tiffany Peachy, and then my Facebook page is Tiffany Peachy Author. So definitely check me out. If you want to get in touch with me via email, it's Tiffany@TiffanyPeachy.com. So yeah, this is a great opportunity. We are here to represent best-selling authors. I'm going to keep putting it out there so you know this is an awesome book, Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine, Stories to Empower Women to Win. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. So I'm going to open it up for Q&A. I want to see if our audience has any questions or if they have anything that they would like to share. So if you have any questions or anything you would like to say to the authors, the best-selling international authors, please go ahead and do so now.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, this is Travis Michelle. I was a ladies, you really represented ladies all over the world by being a part of this anthology. But I would like to know, what is your next step for you both, Jacinta and Tiffany?
This is Jacinta Wall. Oh, sorry. Either way.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, my next step is to start a program for women to be able to who feel lost, who need to find themselves and don't know where to start. And I can this program is going to help them step by step to be able to walk through to find each part that they've kind of lost along their way. And so I'm starting to build that program and start writing the next book that will correspond with my program. So it's in the new, just in the beginning, and excited to be able to help women and make sure that, you know, even if it's one more woman that is finding her way and excited about her life and who she is, that's all we can ask. And empower these women that have got stuck in relationships that are abusive, and help them to get out and know that they are worth it. They are 100%. Need to find themselves so they can be strong and speak up for themselves. And it and some of the people, women that are being abused, it, you know, emotional abuse is so much worse at times, and it really makes them lose their train of thought of who they are. And I want to help these women to be able to be strong in knowing who they are, what they are, and not letting anyone walk on them and be respected. So that is the next step for me as long, and I continue to try to give support to the church and be able to give my praise through playing flute and be able to help young women know that you can have multiple things in your life and pursue all of them. So I want them to be able to pursue them and get the best out of life they can get.
And once again, my name is Tiffany Tichy. Once again, we are international best-selling authors of Saving Lives While Fighting for Minds, Stories to Empower Women to Win. And what I would say is, now that we've stepped into creating this book, there are so many avenues that we can take. From this book, I feel like I'm able to now do some coaching, do some more virtual opportunities. Now that we're still in the virtual world, it's allowed us as authors, we've got to be creative. By doing this radio, I'm thankful for these opportunities. So I'm definitely going to next step to continue to promote, encourage STEM. Once again, my book portion in the book is about Against All Odds, becoming that STEM changer, STEM role model, encouraging more girls and women to see themselves as that. And so they don't have to go through a lot of stuff that I've gone through through becoming where I am today. And so my next steps are to be able to make sure that I'm empowering more women and girls. In the book, I do share one step, so I'm able to talk more about those steps and be able to share those steps. So my goal is to be able to do some more books. This is not the end. I'm going to continue to do some more books. And from there, the sky's the limit. And so hopefully, not only that, I'm sending out autograph books, so make sure you go to my website, tiffanyteachy.com, and get some autograph signed books as we are sharing Saving Lives While Fighting for Minds, Stories to Empower Women to Win. We are internationally best-selling women, and so the sky's the limit now that we are representing.
Amen, Tiffany. Okay. I ask that if you have any background noise, that you mute your phone because this is a live broadcast. And so I can hear background noise. I am going to now, if there's anyone else that has any questions or would like to speak to one of the authors, the best-selling international authors, this is your time to do so. Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to hit and mute it, okay? So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to wrap up in prayer, but I wanted to let you all know that I am very, very, you know, happy and honored to have you all as guest speakers on this show. This is a live recording, so you are all welcome to go ahead and share it or have your, you know, have your family, friends, and supporters come back and listen to it if they have not done so. Again, this is Coach Chanel Rosebud on the Selfless Love Talk Show, and I am closing us out. So, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for our guest speakers and for all the listeners, Father God. I thank you for the platform. I pray that we all are able to use our voices, Father God, so that we can help heal and support those who are lost and need us. I ask you to provide all that we need. You know our needs individually, and you know our needs as a team, as the women of God that you have going out here on a mission from what they've been through, Lord, and then helping others as you see fit for us to do so. I pray for the covering over everyone and their families, and I pray for all, again, of our needs to be met, those known and unknown. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So, we are ending the show. If there's anything you would like to ask me before we go, you're welcome to do so now. And if not, we will end the show. So, I'll go ahead and open it up for if anyone has any closing comments, questions. I would like to thank Ayanna Mills Gallo for, you know, just being the phenomenal woman and entrepreneur that she is. Thanks to Mills is her publishing company, and she's a brilliant and amazing woman. So, again, I would like to thank her as well. And if there's no questions for me or no closing remarks, then we will end the show.
I want to say thank you so much for the opportunity. We really appreciate it for putting this out here for us to be able to promote the book. We appreciate it. Great.
You're
welcome.
Once again, you
can get back at TiffanyTT.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany. Uh-huh. I really appreciate you as well. And keep it up. Keep up the passion. You know, I'm inspired and motivated just hearing you. This is what we're all here to do. So we just have to, you know, keep on encouraging each other, supporting one another. And let's go out here and do what we were called to do.
Hey, there you go. Yes.
I agree. We need to teach these young women from being young adults that they are strong women and they can grow up to be proud women of everything that they do and be strong and know that, you know, we are just as capable as men or more so and want them to know that nobody is more important. You know, they need to know that they are important and can do anything in life and not to have anybody put them down, to know that they can reach the skies with anything that they want to do. And our stories in Saving Lives While Fighting for Mine is that type of book that shows women that there are so many women who've been through struggles and hardship, but has made it through with all their knowledge. And, you know, they use all their resources that they could possibly use to be able to come out on top. So if there's any young women out there who's listening, we want them to know that you are 100% able to get out of whatever craziness you are in, whatever hardship. It just takes a lot of, you know, strength, and sometimes you just need some other women's stories to know that you can make it through too. So we just want to enlighten as many women as possible to have what they want in life. So I greatly appreciate you giving us the time to speak about our book, and hopefully everyone can have a wonderful and blessed day.
Amen. Well, thank you all. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Let's go out here and share it, so that we can help all of the young, especially these young, you know, children, our youth and our young adults, really, like, especially. If we can get it out here to them, that can help a lot of people. Our youth, they're hurting, they need us. And so I'm inspired, you all, and I just thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, so we are going to go ahead and wrap up the show, Selfless Love Talk with Coach Chanel Budd and special guest Tiffany Tichy, Jacinta Wolf, and Charmaine West. Thank you and have a great day. Bye for now.